one out of every five lessons contains something horribly incorrect and offensive. But only the premium subscribers get to know which one.
You know it. Wait, what did you say?
Sign up today. It's worth it.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好,我是 Echo.
And today we've got an absolute beginner lesson for those of you who enjoy shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes somebody will actually try to get you to buy something that you didn't want instead of something you did want.
Right.
That's the background for today's dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to take you to the dialogue in a minute. In case this is your first lesson, we're going to come back after the dialogue and walk you through it word by word, line by line.
Yeah.
And talk about some of the sentence patterns and the vocabulary that'll be useful to you. Let's start with the dialogue. All right, now let's go through this word by word, line by line.
你想要哪个?
你想要哪个?
Which one would you like?
你想要哪个?
你想要哪个?
Which one would you like?
你想要哪个?
Which one would you like?
这个。这个。This
one.
这个。这个。This
one.
这个。This
one.
那个怎么样?
那个怎么样?
What about that one?
那个怎么样?
那个怎么样?
What about that one?
那个怎么样?
What about that one?
不就这个。不。 就这个.
No, just this one.
不就这个. 不就这个.
No, just this one.
不就这个.
No, just this one. All right, so now that we all know what's going on here, we're going to send you back to the dialogue, and then we're going to come back with some words to look at and things to take home from today's lesson.
Yeah.
你想要哪个?
这个.
那个怎么样?
不就这个.
你想要哪个?
这个.
那个怎么样?
不就这个.
Now, there's actually a lot of useful stuff in today's dialogue, but there are a couple of things in particular we wanted to focus on. The first was when the man asks, what about that one?
那个怎么样?
那个怎么样?
So that sentence is actually, that one, what about it?
那个怎么样?
那个怎么样?
And what about or how about on its own is
怎么样?怎么样?
This is a really useful word. You can use it actually even to greet people.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, 怎么样?
Or you can use it to ask somebody's opinion of something.
怎么样?
How about that one?
那个怎么样?
Now, the woman's response to this is also interesting,
mm-hmm.
because she says, no, just this one.
不就这个。不就这个。
Now, the way you say this one is...
这个。这个。
The way you say that one is...
那个。那个。
And if you want to emphasize that it's this one and not any other one.
Yes, just this one.
Just this one.
就这个。就那个。
Now, this is our focus for today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It's on this way of emphasizing something, or emphasizing that it is one thing and it's
yeah.
not anything else.
Right.
The way we do that is with the word...
就。
Right. 就。
就。
So in our dialogue, we see it used before this one and that one.
Yeah. 就这个。And 就那个。Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, with 就, it's in response to a question or a suggestion.
Yeah.
As in the dialogue, how about that one? No, just this one.
Yeah. 那个怎么样?不,就这个。
And the same thing happens with people. So if I wanted to, say, suggest that Echo hire somebody else instead mm-hmm. of me for a job, I'd say, what about her?
她。怎么样?
What about him?
他怎么样?
And then Echo might respond, no, just you, not anybody else, just you.
不,就你。
No, just you.
不,就你。
So when we use the word 就 before another word,
yeah.
whether that word is me,
我,
or you,
你,
or him or her,
他,
or this one or that one,
这个, 那个,
what 就 does is it emphasizes that it is that thing. It's mm-hmm. not anything else.
Yeah.
Bearing all of that in mind, we're going to take you back to the dialogue one last time,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to come back with some closing thoughts.
你想要哪个？
这个。
那个怎么样？
不，就这个。
So to sum up, in today's lesson, we learned how to emphasize certain things, to highlight them from their surroundings.
Yeah, with 就.
Right. If you have any questions about this,
you can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave the comment on the site.
Or write to me at brendan@popupchinese.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Yes.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening. Have fun.
Bye-bye.